What do you call the center of a cherry?
A chariot?
A cherry. The center.
Oh, it's the seed.
Okay. And what do you call the center of a peach?
Well, it's a seed.
Okay. And now the two kinds of peaches. One of them, the meat comes off easily.
One's a class seed and one's a press.
Okay. And the press is the one that doesn't come.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's the one that sticks.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the center of an apple?
Core.
Okay. And what do you call dried fruit in slices, like maybe peaches or apples? I don't think this word is used around here too much. The word is snits. Have you ever heard that?
No, I don't believe I've ever heard that.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Nut grass.
Oh, well, a nut about as big as my thumb. And you have to shell them.
Oh, peanuts.
Yeah. And do you know any other words for...
Well, there's nut grass. And, well, that's bad. And that, what's it?
But those are two different things.
Yes, but there's another kind. There's another kind that used to go right here. I forgot, but there's another kind.
Well, do people ever call peanuts anything besides peanuts around here?
Well, they call them goobers, but they are not goobers. Goobers and peanuts are different.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, goobers grows round, kind of a round, and peanuts grows long and two and three, sometimes two and three in a huh. But some people think that a goober and a peanut, same thing.
Mm-hmm. I always thought so.
No, they're not. A goober is a round and hardly ever there's but one in a huh.
Uh-huh.
But peanuts has, well, generally two. But sometimes there's three, and I have seen four. Y'all want peach chewing?
I like peach chewing gum. I haven't opened it.
Yeah.
You already gave me one.
I'll go ahead and open it.
Maybe the girls ate it. What's that?
Yeah. I'll get some. I like this much. I haven't given a check for $4 of it, and I just picked it up. I should make the check out for $4. I run plank of money.
What do you call a nut that grows on a tree and it has two coverings on it and the inside one's very hard?
A coconut.
Okay. Now there's another kind that grows on a. I imagine you have them around here. Huh?
Chestnut?
Well, there's one that begins with a W.
Walnut.
Okay. Do they grow around here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a big tree.
What do you call the outer covering, the softer covering on the outside?
Well, I would call it the hull.
Okay. And how about the hard inner covering?
Well, I don't know what you would naturally call it. Call them all the hulls. Y'all take this here.
We'll get some.
Okay, go ahead.
So you call both the outer covering and the inner covering?
Yeah, I should say both of its hull. Outer hull and inner hull, what I call it.
If there was some fruit on the kitchen table that you wanted to squeeze for breakfast, you might say to someone, please hand me...
The fruit?
Okay, is this a certain kind of fruit?
Oh, it's orange.
Okay, so you'd say, please hand me...
The oranges.
Okay. The children were all at the cookie jar this morning, and now the cookies are all
gone.
What are small, hard vegetables that are red on the outside and white on the inside? Yeah, that big maybe.
A bee? Hello? A red?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I seen some of them yesterday.
What are red vegetables that grow on vines and ketchup is made out of?
Tomatoes.
Okay. What are hard, white vegetables that grow underground and have skins on them?
Potatoes.
Okay. And what's an orange-colored potato called?